The liberating prayer is not an ordinary prayer. It is like a text. It has profound meaning. It's like a text. Very few people have understanding of the liberating prayer. When people understand the real meaning, and Geshe-la's helping us because, as you know, before every class, before every formal practice, before every set of prayers, every puja we engage in, we use this prayer. And I'd like to encourage you, begin to use it at other times. Even when we're relaxing, you can bring one line to mind and think about its meaning, asking Guru Buddha to reveal its deepest meaning. So we are using it. It makes people happy. I think this is true. You know, we can't keep an unhappy mind, a discouraged mind, and engage in the liberating prayer. So as soon as we say, "O Blessed One, Shakyamuni Buddha," we've re-established our connection and blessings start pouring into our mind, inspiring energy coming from Buddha. This prayer is so special. All Lamrim teachings are included. So I'm not quite sure if I were to give a full commentary. I think we'd be here for years. But even if we get inspired to think, all of Lamrim is included in the meaning of this prayer. I want to discover that, because I'm going to give some brief, essential instructions. All Lamrim teachings are included. It contains the whole of Lamrim of Sutra and Tantra. So again, this, especially if we have some experience, some familiarity, this is like an opportunity Geshe-la's giving us to discover how all of Lamrim of Sutra and Tantra is held within the meaning of this prayer. It's so short, just 8 verses. And something magical has happened already, by accident, effortlessly. We've learned it off by heart. No one said, "You need to memorize liberating prayer." So how did that happen? I think it's a present from our root guru, that our connection and his skill in introducing it to every class, every all our study programs, our retreats, we do over and over. So through familiarity, repetition, the precious words of this prayer are in our heart. They're in our heart already. So how extraordinary, because that means we have an opportunity to deeply contemplate the meaning, because we know the prayer off by heart. Renunciation, bodhicitta, correct view of emptiness. We find them in the meaning of this prayer. It is a very condensed prayer, a very profound prayer. So renunciation has many different levels. Bodhicitta has many different levels. Correct view of emptiness has many different levels. They're here in the meaning of this prayer, because Geshe-la says it contains the whole of Lam Rim, of Sutra and Tantra. And as we know, Buddha's skillfully guiding us to his ultimate view, ultimate intention, and ultimate practice or activity. This is according to highest yoga tantra. So we can find these meanings in this prayer. I think we can say it is Ganden emanation scripture, appearing from Venerable Geshe-la's heart for the people of the modern world. The fact that it contains so much meaning, all the meaning of the instructions of Lam Rim, of Sutra and Tantra, but condensed. This is Kadam emanation scripture, that so much meaning is held within a few short words. Also for us, again, this is skill. We hear the words and we get some rough understanding of the meaning. And that understanding becomes deeper over time through our Dharma practice, our faith, our connection with living Buddha Shakyamuni.